All right, we have an episodette, because we decided we had more to talk about, and I don't know how long our last episode was, but we started talking about... 31 minutes. Was it really?
Yeah.
31 minutes? I was right.
Well,
no, it was 29 minutes.
It was 31 minutes when I had the gate. That's how many pauses there was.
Oh.
But anyway, bonus round. Woo!
Yay!
We're still talking.
You found the Easter egg!
Still talking.
Yes. Tell us the story. Your grandma called you this morning, woke you up.
Don't worry, your grandma won't hear this.
My grandmother called me this morning, and that's her thing. She calls you in the morning. And she goes, what do you want for Christmas? And she goes, get up. And I answered the phone, get up. I was like, I'm up. And she's like, no, you're not. I was like, well, I kind of am. And she was like, well, what do you want for Christmas? And I was like, damn.
For you to not call me first thing in the fucking morning, Grandma.
I was like, well, I just want money. And she was like, what do you want money for? And I was like, well, really, I want a docking station.
Because I need more lube, Grandma.
And she was like, what the hell is a docking station?
She thinks it's some sort of sex talk.
And I was like,
I'm not buying you a docking station.
I was like, it's for an iPod. And she was like, you don't need a damn iPod. And I was like, okay.
Does she know what an iPod is?
No.
She probably thinks it's like slang for dick or something.
Oh, no, she doesn't. She doesn't think sexual at all, really. So she was like, you don't need no damn iPod. And I was like, so then I didn't tell her that I already had an iPod. Because that would be like more bitching for me to deal with early in the morning. So she was like, well, don't you need shoes for work? And I was like, yeah, that'll be fine. Why did you call me if you're going to decide what I want for Christmas? And she was like, well, I think you need shoes for work. And I was like, okay, Granny.
And, you call her Granny?
Uh-huh, Granny.
Granola.
And so I hung up the phone with her, love you, bye, click. And I was like, well, I'm just going to get up. So I called my mom. And I'm like, Mom. I was like, Granny called me this morning and asked me what I wanted for Christmas, and I told her money, and Mom was like, well, you should have known better. She's not going to give you money. Did she ask you what you wanted it for? Yeah. Well, for what? For a docking station. Well, how much are those? Well, does it matter? I just want money together for it. And I was like, but she decided I needed shoes. I was like, well, did you? My mom was like, did you tell her what kind? And I was like, actually, no. I'll call you right back.
So, you're going to get some crazy ass, like, slippers.
George Bush sweater number 2. Or something, you know? So I call my granny, and I'm like, Granny? And she's like, yeah. I was like, what are you doing? On my way to town. And I was like, well, about those shoes, I like plain black loafers for work. And I was like, and please, please, no tassel. No tassel. I just thought that was funny that I had to ask for no tassel or I would have this little tassel.
Penny loafers. Here's your penny loafers, Jacques.
Penny loafers would be fine. Just not the little tassel. I do not want the little thing that flops.
What is the point? Why does anybody think that looks good?
I don't know.
Are there gay boys that wear that? Is there something in the gay boy community where tassels are hot?
No, it reminds me of funeral directors. My stepdad has tassels on his shoes.
Is your dad a funeral director?
Yeah,
oh my god! No!
Yeah.
Did you hang out with dead people when you were little?
I've like rode in the limo during funerals and I've...
You're like, wee!
I've been and picked up bodies with him when I was really little.
Oh my gosh.
But
like when you're a little kid and they're like, what does your dad do? Let's celebrate what my dad does for a living day. My dad hangs out with corpses. I guess I'll go do that for a day.
It's my stepdad. And my mom didn't marry him until I was like 7. So, I mean, but when...
And you know, you're so worldly by 7, you're like, oh, dead people. Whatever.
Right. When they met,
stone babies, dead people, it's all the same.
When they met, he lived in a funeral home.
How'd she meet him? Was she going to a funeral?
Actually, yes.
Oh, my God.
They met at a funeral? Really?
The way I remember it, they talked at a funeral. Like, the way I remember it is he came up to the door while we were driving off from a funeral, and I can't tell you what funeral. They got married in a funeral home.
Are you for real? That's disgusting.
She did. She got married in a funeral home, and it was a surprise wedding. She didn't know.
Surprise? She didn't know she was getting married?
That night, at all.
What?
She did not know she
was
married.
Okay with it? Is she okay with it now?
Yeah, they've been married for 16 years.
Do you think she secretly wants to get divorced?
No.
Oh.
They've been married for 16 years, have two more kids with each other.
Were they engaged?
Not really.
Oh my gosh. He's crazy.
I would have been like, can you imagine if you
My mom second husband pulled that shit on her. And only it wasn't like, surprise, we're getting married. It was like, hey, guess what? Invitations have already gone out for our wedding. He was crazy, though.
But, what was funny is he had her best friend there, which was my dad's sister. Jan was there at the funeral home they got married in. I think she was in a red dress. My mom.
What is up with all you people hanging out in funeral homes? Just happen to be in a funeral home.
You know Ivy? Have you met Ivy? Have you?
She wasn't the Amy's
Party. She was the bad cop, sexy cop.
Oh, I've seen the picture of her. Two-tone
her
hair.
Her dad owns the funeral home that my stepdad works for. Her dad's a mortician, too.
I've heard stories. I know a guy from where I grew up that I was really good friends with his son. And he came for, like, when we took civics or I don't know what, there was, like, a round of classes, and it'd be like, hey, bring your dad or a friend or somebody and let them talk about their job so you can all aspire to whatever it is that they do when you grow up. And I knew this guy because my mom was friends with him. And he comes in, and he's all trying to sugarcoat the whole I work and own a funeral home. Only it's not, like, just a funeral home. It's almost like a franchise because there's a bunch of them.
Roller?
It's...
Roller car?
It's the Edwards Funeral Home people.
Okay. Big Portsmouth people.
Yeah.
Oh, great.
Oh, boy!
Fort Smith, Maine.
Yes.
And... Anyway, he comes in, and I was like, well, aren't you going to tell everybody about gluing their eyelids shut and sewing up their chest and sewing their mouths shut? And he's kind of like, you know, doing the cut, don't talk about that, you know. But, yeah, he had told me, like, all this stuff. About, like, I even knew a guy that
was Well, I mean, you know, it has to be done.
Yeah. It's just a lot of people don't know that, so when you find out for the first time, it's kind of wonderful. Me too.
My stepdad was very, very much against cremation for a long time, but he's not as much as he was anymore.
You know, they don't really burn the body. It's just the oven gets so hot that it explodes, is what I was told. It's not like burning. It's just like burn, hot. Pew! There you go. Out with a bang.
I don't quite know what I want to do.
Well.
As far as that goes, I don't know.
You've got a while. You're only 22.
Well, how do you know?
That's true.
You could do, like, what's her face one? Mm. Just go into the ground all natural.
We're going to turn you into a diamond. And did you hear Dawn talking about that? That might have been an old episode.
Yeah, I did hear that.
I can't remember what it's called, but you can, like, if you have your loved one or, like, a pet or anybody that dies or whatever... If you have them cremated, you can take their ashes, and there's, like, a website, this company, and you send the ashes to them, and they'll make a diamond out of the ashes, and so you've got, like, a ring or jewelry or whatever that you can wear that was that loved one.
Oh, that's crazy.
I'm going to be a diamond.
It's like, meet Grandma. She's on my pinky.
I had a friend that used to say that she wanted to be cremated and mixed with a kilo of cocaine and everybody have a little bit.
Oh, that's disgusting. That would make everybody cannibals, wouldn't it? That's grody.
You
Ew! It's like then you end up with like some sort of cold, and you're like coughing. It's like I think I've got grandma stuck in my lungs.
Oh, that's funny. Yeah.
Damn you, granny!
I don't hang out with that friend much. You know her.
Oh, they're sitting here making letters at each other because they don't want to talk about people. And Amy's drunk, and she has a hard time with letters and words and numbers and things anyway.
Yeah.
She's coming up with her own language. She's flashing, like, gang signs, and Jacques's like, yeah, that person.
Well.
Don't you think we should all sing the Christmas Carol?
No.
I guess we could. I thought about doing that for, like, my Christmas card, just putting, like, the little graphic that I'm doing for my Christmas card, and then having a place where you could click and hear, like, my son and I singing, like, Merry Christmas songs or something. I don't know.
Rudolph really... the little fat deer.
Did you ever hear Rudolph the snot-nosed gecko?
Yes.
You have heard it?
I have heard it.
Did you make it up? Yeah.
No, I haven't heard it.
Okay. Rudolph the snot-nosed gecko had a very slimy nose, and if he ever blew it, snot would overflow. All of the other geckos used to laugh and call him names. They wouldn't let poor Rudolph join in any gecko games. Then one humid summer night, Santa came to say, Rudolph, with your nose so slimy, won't you blow it so we can have a pool party? All the geckos loved him. As they shouted out with glee, yippee, Rudolph the Red, the snot-nosed gecko. You'll go down in history like a Kleenex.
Yay!
I made that up when I was like 11 or 10. 10 or 11.
11 or 10. That's what I mean. When I was a little kid, like, I didn't understand, like, some numbers were bigger than other numbers, and I'd be like, there's going to be 4, maybe even 2. And my mom would get on to me about that, and I'm like, what are you talking about?
Well, my parents always get on to me, too, because they'd be like, when are you going to be home? 1 or 12. You know?
12.
Maybe it's 12 or 1, but whatever. Mastar.
Circle
M, TM, Circle A.
Circle A.
Circle A.
She's making up her own trademarks now.
Amy trademark.
Okay, so is there something else? Oh, okay. We've got to record why Jacques needs to be the gay boy. Why? Do you even want to do it, or are we, like, forcing you to do it?
No,
I would enjoy it.
I think I would enjoy it, too, but would I have time to actually...
Well, if all it involves is really just calling them, probably. It's like having a phone conversation.
Oh.
But you can't be all calling going, oh my gosh, the most scandalous thing is happening, but, well, anyway, I'll just tell you about it later, bye.
Yeah.
Not like what you did today.
What you do all the time. The sky is falling! Bye!
I can do it. I can do it.
Why would you be good at it?
Because he can bend over and touch his toes.
I can't do that.
Because he passes out in his
skivvies. Oh, yeah. In his little blue panties.
Were they blue panties?
Yeah.
I asked Amy if they were thongs, if there was, like, butt cheeks in the air. Because I was picturing you sprawled out, like, face up, and she was like, oh, no.
That is the first thing I said to her. I was like, did you see my member?
No, you said, did you see my junk?
Oh, member. I'm a club. There's only one member.
I have a members only jacket. Members only panties.
Members and guests. Totally.
I have nylon bikinis. Nylon.
She said you could see through them.
Yeah,
like
they're excellent. They are.
And where do you get them?
Target.
Are they
dogs,
boy panties?
Circle R.
Damn. Are they boy panties?
Yes, they're boys.
They make sheer boy panties?
Yes.
Huh.
I have them like a red, blue,
gay
green.
Gay boy panties.
Red, blue, green, white, black.
Hmm.
There's some
Is that pretty hot in the gay community?
I don't know.
What does your boys wear?
What does your boy wear?
Boys.
Oh, yeah.
Monday wears boxers.
Monday. Have you been talking to Monday?
Uh-huh.
Amy said she hadn't heard anything. She's like, I don't know what's going on.
Well, the last time I talked to him was Monday.
It's Monday.
And I was supposed to call him that night, but I never did. And then we haven't talked since.
We're playing hard to get.
I think there's just like a mutual.
Is he waiting to hear from you again? Because you were being all evil at Amy's party because he called and you put it on speakerphone and held up the phone so everybody could hear him talking. And you're like, I haven't called him back. I'm not going to call him back yet.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't call him back that night either.
He sounds straight.
Well,
see, that's the thing, like, Amy and I were talking about, because there was somebody else at the party, and I know you know who I'm talking about, that, okay, never mind. But anyway, it's like, there is a voice, and not all gay men have that voice, but only gay men have that voice. But anyway, Monday didn't sound like that on the phone.
Do I have that voice?
You're sort of extravagant. But that's good. I enjoy
what,
it.
What, it tells Rock what you told me.
About what Troy said?
No. About what he is.
I don't know. What did I say? you better tell him.
What?
You seem like one of those...
Hoity-toity.
Like the hoity-toity like women that carry the little poodle in their purse. You could be we could call you Paris Spark.
Actually, his name is what? Chi-Chi?
Chi-Chi?
What was your name? From the party? Chi-Chi?
Chi-Chi the spontaneous
cheerleader.
I am mortified. You were the little
pup. I mean it in a good way.
Remember when I did your hair and you were the pup? What was your name?
I don't know.
He was really drunk, Amy.
What kind of dog was it? Chi-Chi
the Pomeranian. Yeah, Pomeranian.
Pomeranians are cute. But yeah, those are the kind of dogs that those ritzy women have. Like even Trey was saying, I was like accusing him of being in love with you because he was like, that jock, I think he's my favorite new person. Or my new favorite person. He said he's got the most infectious laugh. And I was like, you are so in love with him. He's like, no, I'm not. I was like, yes, you are. You want him. Now he's going to be really mad I said that. He probably won't listen to this anyway. But he was like, because he's heard me tell him about, like, all, like, even lesbians hit on you. And, like, everybody wants Jacques. And he's like, oh, it's his personality.
But yet I'm alone.
All by yourself.
I do that song so wonderfully with a broom.
Lube it up.
No.
When you don't have a dildo or a man, get the broom.
You have Bridget Jones Diary moments where you're just sitting there singing songs. Isn't that what that movie started?
Yeah.
Yes, that's such a great movie. But no, I'm not talking about that.
I bet it's all your fault. I bet he's waiting
for you. I
have
commitment problems. I really do.
Can't say.
I do too.
Can't say the R word.
Or the B word.
I was like, what's the R word?
Relationship.
But guys, he
friendship.
He's. I don't really think he's gay. I mean, I don't really think he's ready to be like.
Well, he's not straight. If anything,
no,
he's bi.
No, but I don't think he's ready to have anything that's.
Real? Are you about to throw
steady.
Up?
No. I was thinking.
I was like, don't throw up.
No, it takes him forever to remember to answer stuff.
Well, I'm trying to find the word for it. I don't think that he wants anything that is...
substantial?
Consistent.
Oh.
Is the word I'm looking
for.
Wants
to see in other people?
I don't know. I don't know.
Catchamoregay.com?
I've been on
Gator. Is he morphing in and out?
I haven't been on Gator Palm in a long time. 2 weeks probably.
What's wrong with you?
I don't know, I suffer from Gator this fast. But I just don't. I think he thinks it's just sex, but maybe that's just me thinking that. Because I want to talk myself out of anything that might be more serious than sex.
Well, haven't y'all been hanging out together?
Yeah, but we had sex.
Haven't there been times when there wasn't sex?
No.
That can't be right.
That's right.
Amy said there was a time that you went over there and you're like, I don't have any Astrobod.
Oh, they had
but
more.
There was.
Oh.
There was sometimes. know.
Well, maybe you need to, like, refrain and see what happens.
I hope that Monday never, ever listens to this. Or he won't. Never, ever knows who he is.
I don't know who I am. He might be like, well, I go over there on Monday, so maybe that's me.
Mondays are the cat's meow.
Mondays are the cat's meow. I thought we were going to get busted today because all of a sudden Grizzle started asking Pet about blah, blah, blah podcast. Hey, Margo, what do you know about GarageBand? And I'm like, why?
And
me,
yeah, we're like, what?
You taking a listen to something?
Quit.
Well.
Was that all we had?
I guess.
Would you really want to be, I mean, do you really want to be the gay boy?
I could do it. 100% I could do it.
You're a lot more fun to listen to talk. Everything's more exciting when Jacques says it.
God. Maybe, I think Don will want you on the show.
You'll have to fly to Wisconsin and hang out with the chickens. They have chickens.
Silky.
They have chickens?
Pets. You don't have to go out to see the chickens.
Oh, are you afraid of birds?
Afraid of birds.
Yeah, you don't have to hang out with the chickens.
But they have pups.
They have dogs.
Puppies.
Well, they're probably not puppies.
But there was something, I think I was listening to an old one, and she was talking about how it was either Speck or Raisin, like... Every Friday night, drags out this little toy of theirs and starts humping it wildly in front of anybody and everybody. It doesn't matter who's over at the house. And it's a girl dog. And then she went into some story about how when she was 7 years old, she used to, like, hump her bedpost or something like that.
I think I heard that. I have a fascination with Dawn's voice.
Dawn has a great voice.
She does. I love to hear her
Have you heard her sing?
Yes. I love it. She sings almost at the first of every episode, doesn't she?
Well,
or some kind of note.
There's one thing where she actually
does sing. Or Advice
with
Dawn. Advice with Dawn is where she sings.
Well, there's an episode where she actually does sing.
What song
see, it's
is
like
that?
A heart song.
It's a heart
song. How Do I Get You Alone? She sings the first part of that song, and it's awesome. It's just her and her piano.
Dawn, you rock.
She does rock.
She is really good.
Oh,
she's
Drew,
not-
you rock too.
Yeah.
Poor Drew.
We wish that he had pushed
that button real well.
Yeah. We wish that they had posted some pictures of him and his brother, Omar. I wanted to see what Omar looked like.
We were, like, looking up...
we were, like, Googling
sacred,
Omar
no,
and
Scattered Few.
And all you get is, like, pictures of sunsets or something. Or moons.
Moons, yeah.
Now that... I have to admit that when we first, like, did the first podcast, I had not really sat down and listened to a Dawn and Drew show. So I didn't really know what the hell we were fucking doing. And now that I've heard Dawn and Drew, I'm like, this shit is cool. I love Dawn and Drew. I want to talk.
Yeah, the first Dawn time that
and Lindsay Lohan, I love you.
Yeah. The first time that I ever listened, or that I tried to get him to listen to Dawn and Drew, he was like, it's just two people sitting there talking. And I was like, exactly.
Trey didn't really listen to it either.
It just took him a little while. Then you just get attached.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Oh, and the whole Lindsay Lohan comment is because, I don't know if we've ever said it before.
How does Jacques loves Lindsay Lohan?
Yes,
yeah,
Jacques
we had a thing
go
about
straight
it.
For Lindsay Lohan. Lindsay Lohan with the weight and the red hair.
Or dark hair. Dark hair is good. She has dark right now. Probably like your color. Jennifer B is good too.
Oh, yeah, Jennifer B.
Let's
not even go into who Jennifer B is, or he'll tell where we live again.
Is it somebody who lives around here?
Yeah.
She's a local,
Is she a stripper?
No, she was a local...
With those loud heels.
...vocalist who sang around town.
Mm-hmm.
And the first time I heard her, I was with a good girlfriend of mine, and she was like, wait till you hear...
Somebody's coming home.
Hello.
It's not the alien.
So
we're not being abducted.
Huh?
Yeah,
yeah,
now you're on the show.
You're on the show.
Oh boy.
Fraggle Slayer.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
Anyway.
My girlfriend was like, wait till you hear this.
His girlfriend.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Jacques's not really gay. It's all
oh
ruse. He likes
God.
Boobies.
Fake gay boy news.
But we had walked into the bar, and she was on break. And it was this, like, it was a heavier set girl, and she had like this, I mean, short, spiky red hair. And I was already in love with the way she was dressed. I was already in love with everything. And then she got on stage, and I had chills go through my body for 2 hours straight. I don't understand how anybody has a voice like she does and is not famous. I really do not get it. And she has throat cancer.
Oh my gosh.
Throat cancer, and that's the reason she does not sing anymore. She's in Mexico taking alternative treatment. Jennifer B., we love you. I actually have pictures with her. I've kissed her.
Like kissed her, made out with her?
No. Oh. I've just kissed her, like, on the cheek, and she's kissed me on the cheek. But I followed her around. Like, wherever she was, I was there. Because I knew she had throat cancer. I knew she had throat cancer, so it was just a matter of time.
Yeah. That's sad.
It was last year on my birthday when I found out that she wasn't singing anymore, because it said the Groove Kings at the place I wanted to go, and I thought, oh, Jennifer B. and the Groove Kings, it's on. On my birthday night. Yes! It was for me, and I got there, and it was not Jennifer. She was gone. It was some other lady who did an okay job.
I have really, really, really got to pee. I'm sorry. I can't hear anything you say. All I hear is, urine's got to come out!
Talk amongst yourself. You got cigarette breath. It stinks.
Well, you got smell like a nasty bee.
You smell like a nasty bee.
Whatever.
You smell like a nasty pee.
Ow! Shit! I want to smoke again.
Stink.
You stink.
Trey stinks. Why?
Trey, how was your night?
It was nice.
What'd you do?
It.
Come over here so we can hear you better.
Yeah. Come
Why
actually,
do I have to
you
go
talk?
Over here and talk about my evening?
Because you're on the show. We're saving it for the show.
No.
So what'd you do tonight?
I played Halo 2.
Did you win?
Yes, I did. I won the last game of the evening.
What'd you get?
Nothing.
The Fraggle sweater?
Bragging rights? I got bragging rights is what I got.
I don't understand people in games.
You don't understand it?
My siblings are getting a new Xbox for Christmas.
Really?
Yeah.
Good for them.
The new one, the one that blows
like,
up.
Where do they live? Their address.
360, the Xbox 360.
Yeah. It blows up, it has like a recall on it, and one blew up.
No, it had not. Really?
Yeah.
I haven't heard that.
That's
what I heard.
Well, you would know, you're the gamer.
Well, I've heard there's a lot of glitches with it.
You're the gamer.
The gamer.
You know, I've dated a guy once who was actually called a gamer, and what the hell are you doing?
I'm getting ready to use my teeth to open my Coke bottle. There we go. Ah.
But gamers are like people who like get together and like act like they have superpower, and like they are very serious about their games. Is this you?
Yeah, that's my guy.
The Halo guy.
Oh. No, I mean, this is like this is not like them getting together and playing on a computerized thing. This is them setting up into this
in my spot.
Different world.
Right.
You gotta pee
to where they're playing.
Okay, you can sit there. It's okay.
They're playing this game that, I mean, they are so serious about this game shit. I didn't
understand
it. What
are you talking about? Halo?
No, gamers. Have you ever heard of it?
Gamers?
I dated a guy who was a gamer.
I did the design for gamer.
And it was like,
apparently,
it's like where
something.
They literally get together. There's like a mass quantity of people, and they play this imaginary game that they've created.
Like Dungeons and Dragons and that.
Yeah,
stuff.
And they have all these superpowers, and people cancel each other, and you can be a girl.
I played Talisman once,
and
I ended up carrying a dead troll on my back for the whole game.
You can slash their head off or take away their superpower. And I was like, look, you are a freak. At first. And then. We didn't see each other after I finally met some of his friends and went over to like a card night, or something.
Quote unquote.
And it was like them talking about shit that I had no clue about the whole night. And they would be like, you understand what I mean, don't you? I have no clue what you mean. No clue. Because they would be like, didn't you get the crystal blah, 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 blah? And I'd be like, no. I work at the Gap and I'm in beauty school. Y'all didn't know.
you worked at the Gap?
He was very practical, yeah.
Yes, he worked at the Gap.
The Jap.
I quit, though.
Jeffrey was a
sucks.
G, works at the Gap.
It's like getting paid to fold a bunch of fucking laundry.
That was my phone, I think. Mm-hmm. My phone went, la, 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 la.
Oh, there you go.
La, 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 la.
Amy already sang some sort of gecko
song.
Christmas song.
Oh.
Was it on this one or the one before?
It was on this one.
It was on bonus round.
We're on bonus round.
Bonus.
We decided we had more
bonus.
To say.
What is it? Episode at.
Episode at
2.5. Yeah.
Only it's not really an et anymore. I think it's a full-on episode.
So do you have listeners yet?
We have at least 7.
Really?
Really?
Well,
yes.
And if you send
Trey.
It to the guy from the...
Trey who? Trey who?
Oh, yeah, who's Trey?
Child
AKA
Fair.
Child Fair.
Yeah, I don't really get that.
Orange newbie.
Orange newbie. The Fraggle Slayer. That's okay. Jacques already basically announced where we are, but we're not still saying it.
Oh, so we'll have people looking for us any day now.
Yeah.
Excellent.
He was talking about Fort
Please
Smith, Maine.
Please don't make her any more paranoid than the crazy bitch already is.
Well, they're crazy people.
I'm a crazy bitch.
Crazy bitch.
Stupid ass bitch.
I've already had to nail part of the door and stuff like that, so...
You'll have to listen to the episodes
yeah.
to find
Here's
out.
A message in a bottle for you. It says, you want to hear our topics for tonight?
Sure.
No,
we're
going to
scan that.
We
should
scan
it.
Oh, you can listen to all of
it
later.
Oh, you can listen to it later, yeah.
You're going to scan that?
I think it's funny because she started writing that stuff down at work and I was like, you better hope nobody finds that. They're going to be like, what? I mean,
yeah.
It says bear porn on it.
And baby purse.
I can't believe y'all didn't know about bear.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I figured, but I didn't know there was actually a name for it.
Not right.
I didn't know they actually called it that.
Scary.
Bears and twinks.
Twinks. You're a spark.
Faucets.
Spark faucet.
Spark faucet.
See, that's what you need to do is, like, we'll put together, like, a bunch of clips of you talking for Dawn and Drew, and you'll be like, hi, I'm Jack the Catboy, the spark faucet. I'm from
the
Spark
Faucet
group.
Faucet.
Go team.
Go team. Oh,
go Spark Faucets.
Go Spark Faucets.
Beat the Twinkles.
Sparkfaucet.com.
What is it, Twink or Twinkles?
Twinks.
Beat the Bears and the Twinks.
Speaking of gay, whose little rainbow bag is that over there?
That's mine. That's not gay. I got it when I was 6.
Rainbow means gay pride. You didn't
well,
know?
Did it back in 1980, whatever.
It always has.
Oh, yeah, back when it came over on the Nina and the Pinta and the Santa Marina, there
yes.
was a rainbow, and they're like, look, gay!
Yes.
Welcome, gay!
Trey, look, I have an iPod.
Oh,
I showed
ooh,
him
I like
your iPod.
Your, I like your little holder thing.
This
that's
is
sweet.
Magnetized, though, and you would think that that would
that's
be bad for
cool.
it. But isn't it bad to have magnets around computers and things?
No, but his white got the non-scrap.
But that doesn't
yeah.
make the magnet
the last
not...
one in Fayetteville.
Really?
He was freaking out. He, you got, what, the 2-gig one? Because he didn't want to wait.
Nice.
He
yeah,
could not wait
late.
Another 5 minutes.
Yeah, we all already saw yours and leaked it. Stuck
needed,
in the bathroom and peed on it.
Yeah.
And rubbed poop on it.
I needed some lady luck on it. That's awesome.
Lady luck.
Lady luck. I love Vaughn. I love it.
I love it. I think it's great. Apple
oh,
rules.
Do you want some Burt's Bees?
Yes.
Good.
Yay,
God.
Burt's Bees. See, we wish, like, we have a link to Burt's Bees on the blog. I don't know if you noticed that, but... We're hoping that if we ever got famous, the more we talk about Burt's Bees, that Amy and I will get free Burt's Bees
yes.
for the rest of our lives.
Hey, I want free Burt's Bees.
Oh, yeah, and Dr. Catboy.
Oh, well, then I guess I want free Burt's Bees.
You don't use Burt's
I
Bees.
I would be
I'll
barely
start,
use
Yeah,
soap.
But I'll start using them.
I will be happy
I'll
with just free day cream and carrot lotion. I'll even buy the lip balm for the rest of my life. I just want
yeah.
the day cream and the carrot lotion.
Hmm.
I can deal with everything else.
Oh. Blah, blah, blah. Who's trying to talk to you at 11:35 at night?
It's a secret.
It's 11:35?
Yeah.
Wow. Everyone has to work in the morning.
Do you have to get up early? You don't have to get up early.
It's 7:30 in the morning.
Really?
I don't have to be there at 7:30. Oh, it's Friday. I just have to get up at 7:30, yeah. I only work early on Friday and Saturdays. Now, that's fucking awesome. Which, I'll see you on Saturday.
What time?
9.
Yay! Good times.
Well, why don't you book the later appointment?
Because Sparkle Brain's always like, how can we fuck your day? Let's put you in as soon as we can. I have an idea. How about 6:15 a.m.? Is that good for you? I'm like, sure.
No one's going to know who you're talking about, Margo, at all.
Yeah, but that's the original, that's the original Sparkle Brain.
Too. Original Sparkle. Like, she Margo, the, your feet. I want to touch.
She puts the spa and spark.
Moving in my space.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I'm so such a mess.
I love this table.
What did you just say?
You're such a mess.
Da, 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 da,
okay,
da.
The bonus round has already maxed out, okay?
Oh, well.
Do we have anything else?
No.
What are your little pet names?
He's our cowboy. We're Amy and Margo.
They can't hear
Amy.
Trey.
Because
our real names are Bob and Fred.
Amy and Margo? Who are those?
Yeah.
We don't know. We're Tina and Marie.
We hope they'll be famous. Where'd you get popcorn? Have you been hiding?
It's kettle corn. It's in the back of the pantry.
Oh, that's nasty. You can have it.
Popcorn.
He ate nasty macaroni and cheese that was 20 years old last night. He was like, macaroni and cheese is good forever. I was like, okay.
Ty, you're kind of gross.
Yep.
Okay, so this would also be called y'all's Christmas episode.
No,
too,
well,
I don't know.
We can do one next week.
We can probably do one next week.
So, Christmas carols to come, huh?
Yeah. Christmas carols to come.
Hey, did you ever do your merge letter? Did you write up your merge letter so
no,
you could read it?
I have not wrote a merge letter.
You need to do it, because last time you said that you were going to do a merge letter and that you were going to read it.
I will
or we
work
could post
on that.
It.
Maybe I will have
But you were
going to
have the worst year
weekend.
Ever.
Maybe I will have free time this weekend where I could just sit down and write it.
Oh, we were also going to tell you what a one-eyed pirate is. Did Amy tell you what it was?
No, I didn't.
What is a one-eyed pirate?
Trey, would you like to tell Jacques what a one-eyed pirate is?
They can't hear Trey. Ah.
A one-eyed pirate is
Oh,
when,
it's where they punch you in the face.
But, shoot. You,
I burped on air.
Good,
sorry.
Way to go.
The computer's dying.
Don and Drew picked me.
I'm nasty. I smell.
And I burp loud.
One-eyed pirate
is when you're fixing to get off, they punch you in the face.
No, it's when they squirt it in your eye,
and then
they kick you in the leg. So you're hopping around on one leg with one eye covered because you can't see.
Oh my God.
You'll
so
have to try that with
if
Monday.
If you know the one eyed pirate, you know all the other ones, right?
What other ones?
The Shocker and all that.
Like the Cleveland Steamer.
So they poop on
you?
Yes.
That's so gross. Who could get off on that? I mean, no offense if that gets you hot or anything,
ooh,
but
no.
Jacques's like, I like
it. I like a big old poop on me.
Oh, God.
I just smear it in my chest.
Would you please stop talking? That's disgusting. That's disgusting.
He likes the poops.
No.
Scat babies. I want you. Give me your scat baby.
There's more. There's lots more of those crazy little sayings. There's a new Shocker that's out too. It's sad. It's very
Shocker.
Sad, everyone. That
oh, yeah. The Shockers. Where are they?
Two in the pink, one in the stink. It's done like this. You do this. That's the Shocker. Tell
Jerry's
me
like,
why
I
know
see
this
that.
Tell me
that.
Why.
That doesn't sound like
two
gay boy
the
news.
Pink and one in the stink.
Is that it for gay boy news?
Gay boy news.
Very gay of you. That's like a straight moment.
Well, it was a straight moment. But
yeah,
because you know.
Yeah. Where is the pink on the boy?
There is no pink.
Well, you
I guess his mouth. Choke him in the
mouth,
stick it in his butt.
Stick it in your ass. Gag. Gagging up. Gagging up.
You gotta stop.
I'm gonna use you like way. An arm warmer.
Dawn, I think that you and Jacques are a match made in heaven.
Would you?
When Amy farts, it's magical.
You better turn it off. It might blow up.
Magical fairy dust for everyone.
Turn your phone off. It's going to blow up at any moment. It's just going to burst into fire and it's going to send your whole body.
It will if you're getting gas.
Yeah, if you're getting gas. See, we knew she had to come up with something.
I am like, safety patrol.
She is.
I had to patrol the house with my gun last night.
Yeah, I was at a party and she was like, I heard a noise. And I was like, okay. And she was like,
well, she was like on muscle relaxers too, so she's like, great, someone's gonna rape me.
Yeah, I took a muscle relaxer and then I heard noises and I was like, great.
Well, I wanted to be like, just check the house out with your gun, but then I was in like a crowd full of people and I was like, just check it out with your gun. Everyone would be like, you know, like looking at me. But it's okay, she has a license to have the gun.
No, I don't.
Well, say it on air.
I don't carry it.
She doesn't carry it. She just keeps it by her bedside table.
Will we tell everybody?
Yes, we will. Fuck with us, please. We have the door nailed, and we will shoot your ass.
I had a gun in my vagina just in case.
I own a gun, too, believe it or not. It's not at the house, but I own one. I own two.
Anyway.
I used to have cows.
I got a gun and cows.
Back when I was redneck.
Don't make me get my cow.
I will stick my cow on your ass.
Anyway.
This has gone on for a long time.
Oh.
It's alright.
It's alright.
We don't get to do the shows very often.
But I gotta pee.
Yeah,
because
you're
well,
not.
Should we end up?
Oh, wait till we end it.
Okay, hold it.
Pee.
That's not how it ends.
That's not the end of the show.
What does the end of the show sound like?
That's the end. Circle R.
That sounds like Wayne's World or something. Circle R, TM, Brighty Dime, Circle R.
My mom used to sing me the Bear in the Big Blue House song when I would leave for school.
Okay.
When I was like a senior in
that
high school.
That hasn't been around long enough for you to have that song needed.
When I was a senior in high school, she would sing that to me.
Goodbye song?
Goodbye for now to you, my
You're
friend.
Making shit up. That's not how that song goes.
Well, maybe it wasn't very in the
goodbye,
out of the box.
Sing Bobby.
Out of the box.
Goodbye.
Sing Bobby.
It's out of the
Bobby
box.
Bobby was
a town
homeboy or whatever.
No, not yet. It was. It's out of the box. It's out of the box. It says, goodbye. For now, to you, my friend.
I
goodbye.
Just love that.
So long until we meet again. She would sing that when I left for school in the morning. She would also wake me up, going,
and then she'd drink tequila.
Go big red, get out of bed. Go big red, get out of
bed. We wonder why you just throw yourself into acrobatic cheerleading type situations at parties.
No, my mom isn't really that a cheerleader type at all. She just likes to act like she is, and she's funny like that.
Hmm. So Bobby should that be the trademark? Turn it into a cheer.
What?
Bobby, small town, was a boy.
One in the pink, one in the stink.
One in the pink and one in the stink.
It's two in the pink and one in the stink.
Bobby was a small town boy. He
Bobby.
Was two in the pink and one in the stink. He asked me to marry him at the local Tasty Freeze, but Daddy said no. No. But Mama could see it in my eyes.
That I had two in the pink and one in the stink. And Bobby was my prize.
On the dirt road.
On the dirt road.
Okay, gotta pee now.
Okay.
Night, guys.
Bye. Bye.